Do you ever struggle with envy when you see talented women who are dynamic speakers or outstanding singers or artistic decorators? Women whose gifts and talents cause you to apologize for your own? Sprinkled throughout the gospel story, mention is made of groups of women who traveled with Jesus and his disciples. Some were married, some single. The married women must have had their husband's permission to leave home, a very unusual situation even for today. These women not only gave their money, but joyfully invested their time and talents in creative ways to serve the Lord they loved. You may feel you have nothing to offer, but you do. Think of it. You have the same opportunity to serve the Lord with joy and creativity as the women traveling with Jesus. As we depend on Him for creative ideas, we can improve our skills and abilities in the home, church, or marketplace. And the result can be more satisfying service to Him. Jesus cares about every aspect of our lives. In John 14:23, Jesus says, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." By living in us, Jesus commits himself to assume total responsibility for us. He desires to help us accomplish everything he has given us to do. Let me tell you about one way the Lord helped me. After writing the evangelistic Bible study, Jesus Cares for Women, my heart became burdened, wondering how to motivate women to be more involved in evangelizing their friends and neighbors. As I poured out my concern to the Lord, a light bulb went on in my mind. If we developed a seminar to help train women in evangelism, it would gain momentum. Today, evangelistic seminars are being held in cities across the United States and in several foreign countries, and numbers of women have come to know Christ. The Lord knows exactly what He wants to accomplish through your life, and as you depend on Him, He enables you to do it. A.J. Gordon said, "Down through the centuries, the Spirit of God has never been poured forth in any part of the world, in any nation, without women. Just as the women who traveled with Jesus were fulfilled as they wholeheartedly served Him, you have the same opportunity in your walk with Jesus." Until tomorrow, for The Navigators, I'm Helene Ashker.